Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, 27-year veteran of the NYPD. An interesting case, an interesting story coming out of Miami Airport, an arrest in Miami Airport of the estranged husband of a Florida woman who actually is from Fort Lauderdale, who disappeared 3 months ago. In Spain, he's been charged, her husband, here's a better view of her husband, by U.S. federal agents with her kidnapping. The FBI and other federal agents arrested David Konecevich at Miami International Airport on Saturday. The Fort Lauderdale resident is charged in connection with the February 2nd disappearance of his 40-year-old wife, Anna Konecevich, from the Madrid apartment where she had been staying since shortly after their separation last year. David Konecevich, a 36-year-old business owner originally from Serbia, briefly appeared in Miami federal court Monday and will have a bond hearing Friday. The Spanish National Police, Customs and Border Protection, the Diplomatic Security Service, and the FBI continue their investigation. Because this is an ongoing investigation, no further information will be released, according to the FBI. Konecevich's attorney, Ken Padowitz, did not return a call Monday afternoon seeking comment. Padowitz had previously denied his client had anything to do with his wife's disappearance. Anna Konecevich, a naturalized American originally from Colombia, vanished shortly after a man wearing a motorcycle helmet disabled her apartment complex security cameras by spray painting the lenses. A friend, Sana Ramos, and another woman received text messages from Anna Konecevich's phone the next day saying she was running off for a few days with a man she had just met. Ramos said the messages were not written in Anna's style and she would never leave with a stranger. "I'm happy that there's been an arrest," Ramos said Monday. "We're hoping that this next chapter will bring justice and find answers about what has happened to Anna." The Konecevichs, who sometimes spell their name K-N-E-Z-E-V-I-C, have been married for 13 years. They own EOX Technology Solutions Incorporated, which does computer support for South Florida businesses. Records show they also own a home and two other Fort Lauderdale properties, one of which is currently under foreclosure. Anna's brother, Juan Hanau, called the divorce nasty in an interview with a Fort Lauderdale detective. A report shows he told police David was angry that they would be dividing a substantial amount of money. Padowitz in February interview denied that the divorce was contentious and said his client was cooperating with the police. He said his client was in Serbia when his wife disappeared. So interesting case. Now we're going to look at this case a little more deeply. Obviously, there's motive here, but right now he's been charged with kidnapping, which is a very serious offense. But could he have potentially murdered his wife? Can they prove that he was in Madrid? And how are they going to prove that? And who's handling this investigation? Is it the FBI or is the lead agency the Spanish police? So folks, hold on to your hats. Hold on to your chairs. You're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in Tampa Grand Spike
Friday. We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
You know, since Anna has been missing since I believe it was February 5th. Her friends, her family, they want justice. They want to know what's going on. And they're dealing with, of course, the lead agency is the Spanish police. Although the FBI is assisting, the lead agency is in Spain, and the FBI would communicate with the family and friends. But it's been a long time coming. But so on Saturday, when David Knežević was arrested at Miami Airport, he was flying back to Florida from Serbia. So we're going to look into this case a little bit deeper. And I think it's interesting, and it's just really catching the attention of the public. I will go over the arrest affidavit, which has a lot of really complicated and convoluted, but excellent investigative material from the Spanish police. Let's play this from News WPLG from Florida.
Reported missing in Madrid.
Her estranged husband is now charged with kidnapping months after her disappearance. And local 10 Sanella Zimovic is live now in Miami with chilling new details in this case. Sanella.
Calvin, this criminal complaint here is pretty shocking. It alleges that David Knežević was in Spain at the same time that his estranged wife vanished. He was arrested over the weekend and is facing a kidnapping charge.
36-year-old David Knežević is now in federal custody, arrested by the FBI on Saturday for his alleged involvement in the kidnapping of a U.S. citizen in Madrid, Spain, on or about February 2nd. A criminal complaint alleges the victim was married to Knežević. 40-year-old Ana Knežević is his estranged wife and has been missing for 3 months now, last seen alive on February 2nd. Ana left for Madrid last December following her breakup with David after 13 years of marriage. Loved ones say they last spoke to her around the date of her disappearance, then received strange messages from her claiming to have met someone. "I met someone wonderful. He has a summer house about 2 hours from Madrid. We are going there now and I will spend a few days there. There is barely any signal, though. I'll call you when I come back. Kisses." The complaint alleges that David was responsible for that message, that he met a Colombian woman on a dating app and asked her in a series of WhatsApp messages to translate that from English to Colombian Spanish. Ana was supposed to take a train to Barcelona on February 5th and never showed up, officially prompting an international missing persons case. Police in Spain began investigating. It's alleged that David rented a car from Serbia and drove to Spain to commit the crime. On the last day Ana was seen alive, the lenses of a couple security cameras at her apartment building in Madrid were spray painted. The cameras at the entrance were disabled entirely. FBI agents believe it was David that spray painted those cameras. Writing in the complaint, quote, "Notably, the male who looks directly at the camera has physical characteristics that resemble those of Knežević. At approximately 10:30, the male is captured leaving the elevator with what appears to be a suitcase." Following Ana's disappearance, David hired a lawyer. His attorney told Local 10 back in February that his client had been in contact with Spanish authorities while he was in Serbia. He declined to speak on David's behalf following today's federal court appearance.
And we have made several attempts throughout the course of the day to get a hold of his attorney. We have not heard back from him just yet. David is scheduled to make another court appearance this Friday. And if you would like to read the entire complaint, we have it on our website on local10.com.
So I'm going to go now to the document, to the arrest affidavit. I think it's pretty damn interesting. And I'm going to put it up on the screen so you could see it. So much evidentiary information. It's so much when you think of this case, so much thought went into this, into not getting caught, obviously. And here it is on I'm going to read some of it. On or about December 26, 2023, a 40-year-old female, the victim, and United States citizen traveled from Miami International Airport in the Southern District of Florida in the United States to Madrid, Spain. Thereafter, on or about February 2nd, 2024, the victim's friends and family who had previously communicated with her while she was in Spain lost contact with her. For example, prior to her disappearance, the victim and some friends had planned a trip that the victim subsequently failed to show up for. Additionally, the last non-automatic activities on the victim's Bank of America account for a flower purchase on or about February 2nd, 2024, the last date she was seen alive, as well as a charge from a restaurant in Madrid on or about February 10th, 2024, failing to show up to a dinner reservation. At the time of her disappearance, the victim was married to Knežević, a Yugoslavian-born naturalized citizen of the United States. According to the victim's friends and family, the victim and Knezevich were separated and planned to divorce. The separation was contentious because Knezevich did not want to split the marital assets evenly with the victim. The victim was very fearful of Knezevich and believed that he was surreptitiously monitoring her whereabouts. An investigation into the victim's disappearance by Spanish authorities revealed that on or about February 2nd, 2024, security cameras at the victim's apartment building in Madrid, Spain, captured her entering the building around 2:20 p.m. This is the last time the victim is ever seen alive. That same day at approximately 9:27 p.m., the building's surveillance camera captured a male wearing a helmet enter the building at the same time some individuals were exiting. Once inside the building, the male is captured descending the stairs while holding a can of spray paint, which he then uses to disable a surveillance camera by painting the lens. The lens was not completely obscured, and the male is then seen fastening a piece of duct tape to the lock of the building entrance to prevent the lock from engaging to allow subsequent entry. Notably, the male who looks directly at the camera has physical characteristics that resemble those of Knezevich. At approximately 10:30 p.m., the male is captured leaving the elevator with what appears to be a suitcase. On or about February 4th, 2024, Spanish firefighters entered the victim's apartment for a welfare check and discovered that she was not in her apartment. Subsequently, Spanish law enforcement searched the victim's apartment pursuant to a judge's order and discovered that the victim's cell phone, laptop computer, and respective chargers were missing. Based on surveillance footage, Spanish law enforcement was able to identify the brand of spray paint used to disable the security camera. Law enforcement then determined that a retailer in Madrid had recorded sale of that particular brand of spray paint on or about February 2nd, 2024. Surveillance footage from the retailer depicted an individual who appeared to be Knezevich purchasing the spray paint along with two rolls of duct tape on or about February 2nd, 2024, around noon. That is like outstanding investigation by the Spanish police. What a job, right? Taking what they saw on those video cameras, identifying the spray paint, and going to a store that sold it to Knezevich, to David Knezevich, and identifying him by video surveillance as being in the store and purchasing it. I mean, that is as good as an investigation as you can do. I think that's outstanding investigation. And one of the things we also notice here, motive. And the motive is they're going through a contentious divorce. And he owns a business, a computer business. And they own several properties, reportedly three properties. Well, the law is that you would, they've been married for 13 years, they would have to split marital properties in the divorce. So he doesn't want to do that. So does he have motive to kill Anna? Absolutely, he has motive. So now, coupled that motive, again, and motive is not a necessary element, to prove in a crime of murder. And we don't have a murder yet. What we have right now is a kidnapping. But this probably will become a murder investigation. Will they ever find Anna Knezevich's body? That remains to be seen. But we have all of this investigative information on David Knezevich. And all of these overt acts that he's committed. And we'll go back to the arrest affidavit because there's other outstanding investigative work Spanish police in regards to putting David Knezevich in Madrid, Spain. Potentially the person who spray painted the cameras. Potentially being the person who bought that type of spray paint and being identified on the store's video, putting him in Spain. being the person who rented a car in Serbia and drove it to Madrid, he obviously is a smart individual and planned out every step of this crime. However, tough to defeat some of the technology we have today, especially video cameras, especially cell phone technology, credit card information, the victim using credit cards and that being tracked. Pamela White, I think in some retailers in my state, keeps spray paint locked up. Lots of graffiti artists like to steal it, I assume. I think in some areas, Pamela, you actually need identification and sign your identification when you do buy spray paint, especially if you're under a certain age. Rachel Wyatt, good on the Spanish police. Yeah, I think, and we're going to go over more of their investigative details. Schmitty, guilty as can be, in my humble opinion. But Schmitty, you know something, as we learn on all of these cases, we all can think right now that he's guilty. However, the work must be done. The investigators must keep working and come up. Because one of the important things also in these cases is to find if in fact Anna Kanisevich is dead, is to find her body. Here's another bit of, I'm going to read from the arrest affidavit again. Additionally, a Colombian woman who met Kanisevich on a dating application in October 2023, for now on, she'll be identified as individual number one, advised law enforcement on or about February 3rd, 2024, the day after the victim is last seen alive, Kanisevich contacted her via WhatsApp and asked her for help in translating a message into perfect Colombian for a friend in Serbia who's writing a script about a Colombian character. Kanisevich explains that he wants the writing so authentic. Specifically, Kanisevich and Individual One engage in the following dialogue, which Individual One provided to law enforcement. Kanisevich, hey, babe. Kanisevich, I need your help. Individual One, hello, babe. Again, Individual One, of course, tell me. Kanisevich, I have a friend in Serbia who is a writer. And this is still Kanisevich. She's a small character who's Colombian. She has a few sentences that I have to be translated from Serbian English to Colombian Spanish, like how a Colombian girl would speak. Rola, haha. Kanisevich, are you able to translate what I give you in English into perfect Colombian? Oh, babe, well, you know, I don't speak English. I would have to rely on the translator. And I would create Rola's sentences based on context. Kanisevich, yes, you would see it translated and then fix it. I met someone wonderful. He has a summer house about 2 hours from Madrid. We're going there now and I will spend a few days there. There is barely any signal, though. I'll call you when I get back. Kisses. Kanisevich, what do you think? Do I fix this paragraph? Yes. I met someone wonderful. He has a summer house about 2 hours from Madrid. We're going there now. I'll spend a few days there. There's barely any signal. I'll call you when I get back. Kisses. Kanisevich, I can't verify that. Haha, do you think it comes across normally? Yes, that's how Arolo would speak. Is that all? Kanisevich, wait, no, she's a girl. Kanisevich, Rolo, haha, yes. So did you write it as a boy or as a girl? So he's talking to this translator. He wants to make sure this is written like perfectly. And she's translating it and she's wondering, she's even getting suspicious. Like, why is he doing this? Why is he, want me to translate this? And this is going to go out to her friends to convince them that at this point she's still alive. And that, this is going to be a text message from him. Thereafter, Kanisevich shared a photo with Individual One of a plane ticket he purchased on February 16th, 2024 for a flight from Serbia to Bogota, scheduled to arrive on February 19th, 2024. However, Kanisevich never boarded that flight. Kanisevich and Individual One continued to communicate via WhatsApp until on or about February 26, 2024. At some point during Individual One's communications with Kanisevich, she told her mother about having met a Serbian male online, wanting to know more about the individual. Individual's one mother Googled Kanisevich and learned that his wife had been reported missing in Madrid. Individual One then discovered a news article that contained a message purportedly from Knezevich's wife that matched the exact wording of the text she and Knezevich had put together on or about February 3rd, 2024. Wow. How is that? And you guys, we know right now, this is called circumstantial evidence, that from which inferences are drawn. Powerful, powerful evidence, right? It's extremely, extremely powerful. And all of these things are not coincidences. Pauline Buckles talk about premeditation. Yeah, absolutely. Premeditation, and just incredible that he's trying to get over with this. You know, he's trying to, he's thinking about getting away with the crime right at the same time that he's committing it, isn't he? I'm going to go to the Law and Crime Network and play a little bit of this so we get a little bit more of a flavor of what actually is going on from a friend of Anna Knezevich. And I'll play this here.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Report a woman gone without a trace while spending time overseas, leaving behind only a string of mysterious texts to friends and family.
I feel like I'm living in a dream, like I'm in a nightmare. It's the worst crisis of my life.
Other bizarre clues now coming to light, including her messy divorce and a suspicious person seen blackening out security cameras near her apartment complex.
That we miss her and that we love her and that we just want her back safe and that we're thinking about her every minute of the day.
This is 40-year-old Anna Knezevich. She's originally from Colombia, but is an American citizen who lived and worked in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She'd been staying at an apartment in Madrid, Spain, and was last seen on February 2nd by a neighbor. She spoke to a friend on the phone that night at about 10 o'clock, but hasn't been heard from since. The next day, her best friend, Sana Ramo, received a strange message from Knezevich's phone.
She doesn't do those things. It was worded very differently than how she writes.
Ramo shared the messages with Law and Crime. They read in part, quote, "I met someone wonderful. He has a summer house about 2 hours from Madrid. We are going there now, and I will spend a few days there. Signal is spotty. I'll call you when I get back."
She would have.
Is that ringing a bell, everyone? Right from the arrest affidavit? Isn't that we were just reading? And here's the woman that he used, the person that he met that was from Colombia, Individual One, who was found out that he was doing this and saw it in a paper that his wife was missing, and then read about these text messages that she had translated exactly in that way. Very, very, very powerful evidence. Again, kudos to the Spanish police that did an outstanding job uncovering this.
Meet a man in the street and say that she's going to go away for a few days. Like, that's not Anna. That is definitely not my friend. Secondly, logistically, it didn't even make sense because she had those plans to go to Barcelona early Monday morning. So she would not leave Madrid Saturday afternoon and state that she would be away for several days when she has already made plans to go to Barcelona Monday morning. Like, that didn't even make sense. So all of these things got me concerned immediately.
Ramos says the messages caught her off guard, and she was the first person to contact police.
It's completely bizarre. I immediately wrote back. I said, "What's happening? What do you mean?" I got worried, and I said, "Please share your location. This does not sound safe. What do you mean? Are you going to leave Madrid with a man that you don't know?" I didn't understand. My messages didn't go through. I got concerned immediately. And then when I heard nothing back from her, first thing Sunday morning, I contacted the police in Madrid.
Knezevich's brother, Philippe Henao, also received similar messages from his sister. He didn't want to speak on camera, but shared a screenshot with Long Crime. The message to Henao tells the same story, that Knezevich met someone and was going off with him to an area with bad signal. The difference here is that the message was written in Spanish, but Henao says his sister's Colombian dialect doesn't match up with the words written. He suggested it was a message originally written in another language and put into Google Translate. These out-of-character messages came in on Saturday, February 3rd, one day after Knezevich was last seen in Madrid. Days later, an official police report was filed.
The February 5th date is when the official police report was filed that she was missing. We had contacted police on the 4th, but the police advised us to come back on Monday the 5th because Ana had travel plans to go to Barcelona that Monday morning. And the police said, okay, she's gone. We understand. If she does not show up to her appointment going to Barcelona, please return to the police station and file an official police report.
And since the messages were sent, no one has heard from Knezevich.
We were using WhatsApp, and I'm sure you're familiar with WhatsApp, how you can trace, you know, who's getting the messages, if you read them, if they're open. And I have called many times the phone, it's off, and my messages are not going through. Also, you can see in the WhatsApp chat under the name, when the person was last seen online, and that date hasn't changed.
On February 4th, the fire department arrived at Knezevich's apartment to perform a wellness check.
She was not in her home, and the door was locked from the outside. There were no obvious signs of violence or anything that happened inside of the apartment, but the mission of the fire department was to just check if there was an injured person. They don't do any investigation for more than that. And they just looked and then they left.
Before she went missing, Ramos says there were no red flags coming from Knezevich. So leading up to this disappearance, what happened? What were your conversations like with Ana the last times that you were speaking with her before she went missing? Was anything suspicious?
No, we had just spent time actually in Austria. I was there for a few weeks, and since she was in Madrid, I invited her to come and visit me. So she was with me in Austria on January 17th to the 21st. And we also made plans for me to come and visit her on February 8th and stay, you know, for about 12 days. And we were going to travel around. And she is my best friend, so we have, I want to say, daily contact. We were talking about the plans that we were going to, you know, do when I came. We were going to take the train and, you know, different activities. She bought tickets for a concert. I'm not sure what the band was, but she suggested that we go. And I said, sure, why not? So we were just talking about that during the days leading up to her disappearance. She was also out and about looking for a different apartment to stay in because it was a short-term rental that she had. There was nothing unusual. She was happy and she was enjoying her time in Madrid and looking forward to her trip to Barcelona that Monday and looking forward to me coming to visit.
You know, a lot of subtleties here. And when we hear about these subtleties, you say to yourself, wow, thank God she had such a good friend that really looked out for her. And followed up and reported her missing, because or else, you know, this case would have been a lot more difficult if they would have waited longer. Look at the things that they found out in this investigation. You know, we get back to the translator that she discovered a news article that contained a message reportedly from Knezevich's wife that matched the exact wording of the text she and Knezevich had put together on or about February 3rd. So just like incredibly, pretty amazing when you think about it, right? A view of records from the Customs and Border Protection revealed that on or about January 27, 2024, Knezevich traveled by airplane from Miami International Airport in the Southern District of Florida to Istanbul, Turkey. Thereafter, Knezevich traveled out of Serbia by a vehicle on or about January 30th, 2024, and returned to Belgrade, Serbia by vehicle on or about February 5th, 2024. Per Google Maps, by car, it takes approximately 26 hours to travel from Belgrade, Serbia to Madrid, Spain, at a distance of 2,592 kilometers. Law enforcement's investigation revealed that Knezevich rented a Peugeot 308 in Serbia from approximately on or about January 29, 2023, through approximately on or about March 15, 2024. The owner of the rental car agency informed law enforcement that when Knezevich returned the vehicle, the rental agency discovered that the windows had been tinted, the license plate frames had changed, and two stickers had been removed from the vehicle. The vehicle had traveled approximately 7,677 kilometers while rented by Knezevich. Law enforcement investigation revealed that around the relevant time in the individual filed the complaint that both his license plates were stolen off his vehicle in Spain. Spanish authorities ran a search in their plate reader database for the stolen plate and learned that the stolen plate was present on Calle Francisco Sevilla, the street where the victim's apartment was located. Wow, wow, wow. Additionally, here's more evidence. The stolen plate also passed through two toll booths in the middle of the night on February 2nd, 2024 into February 3rd, 2024. Video from the toll booths revealed that the plates were attached to a Peugeot 308 with tinted windows, which is the type of vehicle Knezevich rented in Serbia. Because of the tint, the driver is not visible. One of the toll booths is in Ajalvia, Spain, which is just outside of Madrid. Law enforcement also learned that on or about March 4th, 2024, a woman purporting to be victim, the caller, contacted an insurance carrier for the purpose of canceling three insurance policies held by the victim for her and Knezevich's business. The insurance policies related to vehicles that were used by the business. During the call, children could be heard in the background speaking to the caller. The victim does not have any children. Moreover, law enforcement learned, pursuant to a subpoena return, that the phone number utilized by the caller was owned by Knezevich's company, and Knezevich is listed as the contact for the phone number. So even a purportedly smart guy like David Knezevich made some stupid mistakes, didn't he? He made some stupid mistakes, but he was very thorough in a lot of the things he did. Imagine renting a car and having the windows tinted on the rental car. Like maybe they won't notice it when you return it. They absolutely would notice the mileage. He put on like triple the amount of mileage. The other part of this investigation, the vehicle's license plates being caught by a license plate reader with stolen plates stolen in the same town where Anna Knezevich was staying. All of this, again, guys, circumstantial evidence, but very, very powerful circumstantial evidence. Sort of incredible, right? Folks, this is a police off the cuff real crime stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, then you're in the right place. And if you're not subscribed, go on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, share us with your friends and your family, and make comments. We love to read your comments. If you want to contribute to us financially, we have a Patreon with three different levels, and we also have a YouTube channel membership with, count them, five different levels, and you can contribute to this channel, join the family, the Police Off the Cuff family, by contributing to our either Patreon or to our YouTube channel memberships. And we appreciate all our fans, our friends, and our subscribers. They really help to keep this show alive and keep it healthy, keep the heart beating. I'm going to play a little of this from News Nation.
desperate for answers this morning. It's been nearly 3 weeks since 40-year-old Anna Knezovic.
Now, obviously, this was 3 weeks from February 2nd, 2024, when she first went missing. So this is what the climate was back in February.
Was last seen, and she was overseas taking a break while going through a divorce. Let's take a closer look at the timeline events leading up to today. Reports say that she left for Madrid back in December, and according to Spanish police, Anna was last seen on February 2nd. Not long after, a man in a motorcycle helmet spray painted over the security cameras at her apartment. Then on February 3rd, her best friend and brother received mysterious text messages saying she was running away with a man she had just met while there. Anna was scheduled to travel to Barcelona on February 5th, but apparently never left. Her best friend, Sana Ramo, traveled to Spain on February 8th to help police with that investigation. Sana joins us now from Sweden. Sana, thanks so much for being with us. I know this has been a time of anguish for you.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me, and thank you for shining light on Anna's story.
We appreciate your continued time, because I know you spoke with us earlier this week on News Nation. Yes. Have you learned any new information from police about Anna or her whereabouts?
We have no new information about Anna's whereabouts. I do know that this is a top priority for Spanish authorities. I am in contact with them regularly. I am in contact with the American Embassy, who is also involved. I am in contact with the FBI. FBI is fully involved in this. And I do want to say that if there is anyone that has any information that they think there can be a value, please reach out to FBI in Miami.
Yeah, certainly. Let's talk about those messages that I mentioned off the top that you received from Anna, saying she had met someone, she was going to his home located a couple hours away from Madrid, that her phone service would be spotty. I mean, does that sound like the Anna that you know?
No, absolutely not. It was bizarre. It is not the Anna that I know. She doesn't write like that, and she would never do something like that. I also keep saying that, logistically, everything was wrong with the messages, because leaving Madrid late Saturday afternoon, when she clearly had travel plans Monday morning to go to Barcelona, didn't make any sense. And she also spoke to friends Friday night on February 2nd up until 10 p.m., the message said that she had met this man on Friday. And obviously, if she had met the man, you know, of her dreams that she had this fantastic connection with, she would have mentioned it to friends. And right. She didn't mention anything up until 10 p.m.
Yeah, we're also airing some of these photos from her wedding day. As I mentioned off the top, she was going through a divorce. And Sana, at last check, her husband, David, remained in Serbia and was not traveling to Spain for the investigation. Any word from him, and how does that sit with you?
Well, he is speaking through his, yes, hired an attorney that is speaking for him. I know that the attorney has been on different programs and talked about David's whereabouts and different questions that has arised as far as how he has been involved in the investigation. And I spoke to David during the week after Anna's disappearance. She just disappeared on February 2nd. I'm currently in Sweden, and I went to Madrid on February 8th to help with the investigation. I did speak with him on the phone. I asked him to join me in Madrid to search for his wife, to help in any way that we could with this investigation. But he told me that week that he flew to Serbia, because he said he didn't think that there was anything that he could do to be in Madrid.
Yes. And to be fair to him, his attorneys have said he's been cooperating with Spanish police, the FBI, also adding that his being in Spain wouldn't help with the investigation. Lastly for you, Sana, if Anna were watching this morning, what would you say to her right now?
That we are doing everything. We think about her every minute of the day, and I'm in close contact with every authority that is involved, and we are going to get to the bottom of this. Whoever has done this to Anna, they will be found. They will be brought to justice. I am certain of that. I have received positive news yesterday in regards to the process of this investigation. That's all I can say. But there has been some positive news in regards to how the investigation now is taking place.
And moving forward, I'm glad to hear that.
So, folks, just an update. Her body has never been found. For you guys that tuned in a little later, David Knesevich was arrested Saturday in Miami International Airport, returning from Serbia. So all of these investigative leads, we are definitely going to look more into. But let me play a little more of Law and Crime here. And this is some more excellent information on this case. Okay.
What was her purpose for going to that area? Just traveling or experiencing new things? What was the reason behind all of it?
She was going through the separation with her husband, and they had been talking about that since, you know, on and off, you know, it started last year. So she, you know, she loves Europe. She, you know, she has the Colombia, she's from Colombia, so she has the Spanish speaking background. And she had been to Madrid before. Her husband is from Serbia. So I believe, you know, during their marriage, you know, they did travel around in Europe, and she really enjoyed being in Spain. So going through the separation with her husband, she wanted to leave Florida for a while and just spend time in Madrid and in Europe.
Knezevic's estranged husband, David, is believed to be in Serbia.
I've been in contact with him. I was in contact with him throughout the week, last week. I believe the last time I spoke to him was on Saturday. Police did speak to him in Madrid. I went to Madrid on February 8th. And next day on the 9th, when I went to the police station, they did, I contacted him from there. And the day he called back and they made contact with him to ask about his whereabouts.
And he has no idea where Anna may be?
He says he has no idea. No, he doesn't know where Anna is.
Ramo traveled to Madrid 6 days after Knezevic was last seen. That's when she learned bombshell news from apartment security.
From there's a front door lady that's there during the day as some added security, I guess, or watching the front door of the building, and she's there till 7 o'clock. When I was in Madrid, we went to her building, me and one of her other friends. To see if we can find out anything else. And this lady tells us that on the night here, on Friday night, a man in a helmet spray painted the surveillance cameras outside of her building with black paint, and also took the opportunity to enter the building when people were exiting, and spray painted over the surveillance cameras by the elevator. And then he left the building. And this was about 30 minutes before she was last seen.
So, guys, the information, I mean, this evidence, although it is circumstantial, it's tremendously powerful evidence, right? Him spray painting the cameras. And again, the cameras cannot specifically identify him, but they identify it, at least according to the FBI, as a man that had similar physical characteristics to David Knesevich. But now match that up to the fact that A, he flew to Serbia. He rented a car. The car was at Peugeot 308. License plates that were stolen from a vehicle in the town in Madrid that his wife was staying were reported stolen. Those license plates was seen on a Peugeot 308 going through a toll booth reader that read the plates. And the fact that he also tinted the windows of that car. So, yeah, we all rent cars. Let me spend some money and have the windows tinted. He did that specifically so he would not be caught on video going through a toll booth or driving that car. So, again, very powerful, as Professor Geary would say, consciousness of guilt. It's showing guilt, and he's trying to cover up for guilt. Alcee, you had asked some questions before. Yes, the couple lived in Fort Lauderdale. She was Colombian, but she was a U.S. citizen. He was Serbian, and he was a U.S. naturalized citizen. He owns a business, a computer company, and also some real estate. Apparently, they own three houses. So they were going through, again, I'm repeating this as I had mentioned it earlier on, they were going through a contentious divorce. And David Knežević didn't want her to get any of his property. So how to cure that little ill? Kill your wife, you know, make her disappear. So the big question we have as true crime followers is, where is her body? And if he did do this crime, if he did murder his wife, which it certainly points to him, he's already been arrested for kidnapping, probably because they can't prove that he killed her. There's no body. So true crime people, I would ask you, if you were an investigator, what is one of the next, or what is one of the investigative steps that you would absolutely take here that potentially could connect her body, her DNA to him? And my thoughts right away was, well, if he killed her, he had to somehow get rid of the body. How did he get the body out of that apartment building? Did he drive her in that Peugeot 308? Did he dump the body somewhere between Madrid and Serbia, a 7,000-something kilometer distance? So shouldn't the Spanish police be getting that Peugeot 308 and be processing it forensically to see if there's DNA in the car, to see if there's blood in the car? Pauline Buckles, the suitcase, absolutely, absolutely. The suitcase, though, would have had to have wound up in the car or somewhere, right? Marianne Birdie, virtual trail. Yeah, it's, you know, most cases, you know, it has a digital element to it. And this also does, too. I mean, look at the WhatsApp that purportedly she's speaking on the WhatsApp. And it's even he hires a woman that he met to translate and her language and specific sentences under the guise that it was for a screenwriter. Again, as Mike Geary would say, consciousness of guilt. Consciousness of guilt, he's doing that because he's trying to get away with a crime, isn't he? He's trying to cover his ass, you know? Here's another huge piece of evidence that, again, there's so much strong circumstantial evidence in this case that it's almost too hard to believe. Here's again the on or about April 24th, 2024, an employee of Knežević advised law enforcement that Knežević instructed employee one to impersonate the victim in order to open a new bank account and provided employee one with the victim's social security number to use as proof that she was the victim. Thereafter, on or about April 25th, 2024, employee one advised Knežević during a telephone call that she was uncomfortable impersonating the victim because the victim was missing. In response, Knežević told employee one that this was not serious and told employee one it needed to be done in order for the employees to be paid. Knežević further stated, "I cannot call with my voice because I sound like a guy." So, again, extremely, extremely powerful evidence. Again, circumstantial evidence, but sometimes circumstantial evidence is the most powerful. On the screen, there is, of course, Anna Knežević and Sana Rameau, who is her best friend, was really the catalyst in reporting this to the police. And she deserves a great deal of credit for getting the police involved and getting this investigation happening early. And, you know, she's the one that's had to deal with the Spanish police and with the language barrier, and she kept the investigation going.
Nearly 3 months to the day that Ana Maria Knežević disappeared from Madrid, the FBI took her estranged husband into custody on one charge of kidnapping. U.S. Marshals arrested 36-year-old David Knežević at Miami International Airport Saturday. He's accused of being involved in his wife's disappearance. Ana Maria was last seen by neighbors in Madrid February 2nd. The couple lived together in Fort Lauderdale, but friends say she and Knežević were separating, so she moved to Spain in December looking for a fresh start. Friends say they received two suspicious text messages the day after she disappeared, claiming that she met someone new and was going somewhere 2 hours outside of Madrid without good cell phone service.
I tried to respond saying that I got worried about her, like it didn't sound safe, like what is she talking about, like this makes no sense, and my messages didn't go through.
Friends say other questionable behavior was caught on surveillance camera outside of Ana Maria's Madrid apartment.
A man with a helmet sprayed the surveillance cameras on the directory outside of her apartment building and waited for two people to leave the building and took the opportunity to go inside.
Investigators say on Saturday, Knežević flew into Miami from his home country of Serbia, where he had been for months. FBI agents report they arrested him without incident. Spanish authorities are keeping much of the details of the investigation secret. Right now, records show he's charged with kidnapping.
So pretty damn amazing investigation. I must say the Spanish police have done an outstanding job. And if you notice something, what are they doing that we do here? They're keeping their investigative steps close to the vest, not reporting a lot of the information that they've garnered, giving it to the public. So that's something that we do here, isn't it? Absolutely. So I mean, it seems so clear by the evidence that we've spoken about, even though it's circumstantial, that the husband, David Knežević, had something to do with the disappearance of his wife. That seems rather obvious, right? Alcee, better to be caught in Spain than Florida. But Alcee, David Knežević lives in Florida. So he's been arrested, and the location that the kidnapping was charged from was actually Miami Airport. That's where she left from, and that's the location of the incident. So that's what they're listing it as. Sherry Murray, we need evidence before it disappears, Sarge. Yes, and you know something, Sherry Murray, this is very difficult because in this type of case, they may never find the body. But there's been numerous homicide cases solved without the body. And I think this one could be one of them if they go forward. Right now, he's only being charged with kidnapping. He's not being charged with the homicide. But that'll be coming.
After a mystery involving a South Florida woman reported missing in Spain.
Her estranged husband is now charged with kidnapping months after her disappearance. Oakland's Andrea Martinez is live with new details in this case. Andrea.
Yeah, it's the latest development in this very sad, twisted, and tragic story. That missing Fort Lauderdale woman's estranged husband now being charged with kidnapping, and it turns out he was actually in Spain at the time of her disappearance.
36-year-old David Knežević is now in federal custody, arrested by the FBI on Saturday for his alleged involvement in the kidnapping of a U.S. citizen in Madrid, Spain, on or about February 2nd. A criminal complaint alleges the victim was married to Knežević. 40-year-old Ana Knežević is his estranged wife and has been missing for 3 months now, last seen alive February 2nd. Ana left for Madrid last December following her breakup with David after 13 years of marriage. Loved ones say they last spoke to her around the date of her disappearance, then received strange messages from her claiming to have met someone. Ana was supposed to take a train to Barcelona on February 5th and never showed up, officially prompting an international missing persons case.
Police in Spain began investigating. It's alleged that David rented a car from Serbia and drove to Spain to commit the crime. On the last day Anna was seen alive, security cameras at her apartment building in Madrid were spray painted. The cameras at the entrance were disabled entirely. FBI agents believe it was David that spray painted those cameras, writing in the complaint, quote, surveillance footage from a retailer depicted an individual who appeared to be Knezovic purchasing the spray paint along with two rolls of duct tape on or about February 2nd of 2024 around noon. Knezovic was also seen on security footage leaving the elevator of that building with a suitcase. Following Anna's disappearance, David hired a lawyer.
Now, the family attorney says the family is still processing this arrest. As for Knezovic, he has his next court date set for Friday. Of course, we will keep you updated on all of this on air and online. For now, reporting live from downtown Miami, Andrea Martinez.
So, again, to recap, he's been arrested for kidnapping, not for murder. I think it's pretty clear to us that Anna Knezovic is no longer among the living, which is sad to say, but I believe it's probably the truth. You know, what was the duct tape for, right? They're talking about more evidence, right? Buying duct tape, he buys the spray paint, duct tape. The duct tape obviously was to tie her up, you know, or to bind her, you know. And that's all of those things make this a very scary case. And the fact that they've put this case together where he's at least right now, he's not going to go anywhere. He's charged with kidnapping in Miami. They'll hold him. If they do recover a body, the case would be tried in Spain. But so much circumstantial evidence that it would be hard to believe that he could even have a default. There's always the defense to everything. Being seen, renting the car, traveling from Serbia to Madrid, license plate being seen on the same car or same model of the car that he rented, a Peugeot 308, being seen by license plate readers, someone reporting their license plates being stolen in that same town in Spain that his wife is missing from, spray painting the camera someone that looks like him, buying spray paint from a hardware store. Basically, more than saying someone that looks like him, it appears to be David Knezovic. Strong evidence, right? The translator asking her to make up this bullshit dialogue that he could use texting her friends to make them believe that she was still alive. Getting one of his employees to try to cancel car insurance policies. All of this is powerful evidence. Erica Olson from the chat. It sounds like just a matter of time before charges are upgraded. I absolutely agree, but to upgrade these charges, I mean, they can charge a murder without recovering a body. But I think at this point in the investigation, I think they're going to hope to recover a body. Sherry Murray, you are correct, Sarge. Thank you. I'm always happy to be right. I'm not always right, but I'm happy to be. Amazing. From you guys in the chat, and I want to thank everyone for listening, and all you hardcore police off the cuff fans. Belinda, thank you for your comments. Carol Grayson, you do a wonderful, welcoming job. Good job. Carolyn, great moderator. Appreciate everything she does. And so does Carol. Appreciate you. So, interesting case. It's just really getting sort of a lot of notoriety right now that the fact that David Knezovic was arrested Saturday in Miami airport, returning back to Miami from Serbia. So he wasn't fleeing. He was coming back. He probably figures he, whatever he did, he got away with it, you know? but that's not true. The long arm of the law can always catch you, and there's no statute of limitations.
Are investigators saying that those two instances, her disappearance and this suspicious man, are related potentially?
No, not that I have heard, because all week, again, they're treating her case. The judge denied entry to her apartment and to get her phone records because they're treating the case as a missing person case. So if that person was a suspect, then that means that they're suspecting a crime, and then it wouldn't be a missing person case.
Ramos says she's been in contact with both the Madrid Police Department and the FBI.
According to the FBI, there is currently no active investigation from the FBI. They're telling me that it's in the hands of the Spanish authorities, and they have full jurisdiction over this case so far. And yes, for us family and friends, we're very disappointed. We're very frustrated because, yes, she is an American citizen, and she is missing, and she has not left on her own. There is foul play involved in her disappearance. And I still struggle to understand the role of the FBI and why American authorities are not doing anything and are not allowed, as they say, to get involved. They can only provide information to the Spanish authorities.
Former FBI agents we spoke to say that's typical protocol when an American goes missing overseas. While Spanish authorities have likely reached out to the FBI's legal attaché in Spain, Madrid police will still lead the investigation. That itself brings another hurdle of challenges.
I'm trying to reach out to the police every day. They don't speak much English, so it's hard for me because I don't speak Spanish. But I did receive a message back from the police today saying, we're watching it, because I asked them about the phones. And I'm not sure what that means exactly, if they are watching her, looking at her phone records. So the language barrier that I experience is difficult because I'm not really understanding what they're saying.
Ramos says she's still trying to spread the word of Knezovic's disappearance, but it hasn't gotten the amount of Spanish publicity she's hoping for.
I know that Spanish media has spoken to her brother. So I'm hoping that it will gain more attention and that more questions will be asked to the police and for them to provide some information about what's going on, what's the course of the investigation. We're looking for answers, and we just want to find Anna.
And the not knowing has taken a toll on Ramo.
We're devastated. We're devastated. I feel like I'm living in a dream, like I'm in a nightmare. I feel like it's still not real. Like I'm even talking to you now, it also feels like I'm in a movie, like this is not happening. I still feel that it's some type of misunderstanding. She's just come back and say that everything is fine. I can't describe it. It's a nightmare, and it's the worst crisis of my life.
Do you have any idea what may have happened to Anna?
No. I have no idea what happened to Anna. I think about it all the time, and there is nothing that I can think of. I don't know who would want to do anything bad to her. I don't know. I don't know anything that she had. She hasn't mentioned to me that she has any type of issues with anyone, or that she felt unsafe, or that she felt watched or followed or anything like that. She was just telling me how much she's liking to be in Madrid and how a wonderful city it is, and she hasn't expressed anything else than that. So this is unbelievable. I can't understand it.
But Ramo does have a message for her best friend. And if Anna is somehow able to see this video, do you have any messages for her or any thoughts?
That we miss her, and that we love her, and that we just want her back safe.
So, guys, obviously, that report was before all of the happenings, all of the updates this weekend, and the husband and all the evidence they have against the husband being arrested by the FBI in Miami Airport, all the circumstantial evidence, all of the evidence that he was in Madrid, that he's charged with her kidnapping. So this video we just watched was, of course, before all of that. And I think if you asked Miss Rosana Ramo, her best friend, what does she think happened now? I think she would change up and say, I think her husband did something very badly. Pamela White, most cell phones have a translation app that will listen to the speaker and translate as they talk. She should use it and not use language barrier as a disadvantage to herself. Thank you, Pamela. I didn't specifically know that either. So you could see this case is still very much a lot of work to be done, a lot of things still. But as you could see, the Spanish police did an excellent investigatory job here. They're not finished. Hopefully our FBI can help them with this case and we'll get closure. And well, what is closure in this case? David Knežević has been arrested, charged. He's got an attorney, so he's not going to admit to anything. Will we ever recover Anna Knežević? That's what I ask. So folks, again, thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff Real Crime Stories. Have a great day and God bless. One episode, just ain't enough.